What if you could invent a revolutionary new alloy for a jet engine, not in 20 years, but in 18 months? Or discover a new superconductor from a trillion possibilities without a single failed lab experiment? This isn't science fiction. This is the new reality of material science, and it's being supercharged by artificial intelligence. But the race to dominate this new frontier is heating up, with major implications for Western industrial leadership. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly strategic briefing on technology and its impact on U.S. and European business. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're diving deep into the physical world. While everyone talks about AI for software, the real revolution might be in how we create the very stuff our world is made of. We're looking at how AI is accelerating the discovery of new materials, creating a direct innovation race between the U.S. and China. We'll also cover a major breakthrough in magnets that could break a critical supply chain dependency. And finally, a look at the volatile signals coming from the heart of the tech economy, the semiconductor industry.
It's a week where atoms meet algorithms. The competitive landscape for manufacturing is being redrawn by these developments, and the time to understand them is now.
Let's start with that race, Troy. I saw two huge announcements. One from MIT, another from Alibaba in China, both about using AI to invent new materials. What's going on here?
It's a fundamental shift in the R&D process. On July 2nd, MIT announced a new machine learning method that rapidly predicts the properties of complex metal alloys. It does this by analyzing what they call the invisible neighborhoods of atoms, how they're arranged locally. This is critical for high-performance alloys in rockets, chips, and clean energy systems.
Invisible neighborhoods sounds a bit abstract. What does that mean for a manufacturer? Why is this faster?
Traditionally, discovering a new alloy was a decade-long process of trial and error. This ML model skips thousands of physical experiments by accurately simulating how microscopic atomic structures create macroscopic properties, like strength or heat resistance. It drastically shortens the discovery cycle for materials needed for things like next-generation jet turbines or more efficient EV batteries.
Okay, a huge R&D accelerator for the U.S., but you mentioned Alibaba. What did they announce?
A day later, on July 3rd, Alibaba's Damo Academy revealed its AI agent, Elements Claw, predicted four completely new superconducting compounds, and, crucially, they were then created and verified in a lab. This demonstrates a powerful end-to-end capability, from AI prediction to physical validation.
So we have a direct parallel. An American university and a Chinese tech giant using AI to achieve major materials breakthroughs in the same week. How does this specifically affect U.S. and European manufacturers?
For manufacturers, this means the pace of innovation in your physical products is about to accelerate dramatically. Your competitors, especially in China, are using these tools to design better, cheaper, and more efficient materials. If your R&D department isn't integrating AI and machine learning into its materials discovery process, you are already falling behind.
And for the trading companies and distributors in the supply chain?
They need to be aware that a whole new class of materials with unique properties will be coming to market faster than ever. This creates opportunities for sourcing and partnerships, but also risks. You'll need to be nimble to capitalize on a new alloy or polymer, but also be wary of performance claims from state-backed competitors. Market timing and technical validation become paramount.
So, the actionable insight for our listeners?
Western executives need to immediately assess their in-house material science capabilities. You should be piloting AI discovery platforms now, either through partnerships with universities like MIT or by investing in your own data science teams. This is no longer a research curiosity. It's a core competitive tool.
Let's stick with materials, but move to a very immediate supply chain problem, magnets. Specifically, the rare earth magnets essential for things like electric vehicles and wind turbines.
That's right. The vast majority of high-performance permanent magnets rely on rare earth elements like neodymium, and the supply chain is heavily concentrated in China. This has been a major strategic vulnerability for Western industry.
Has been? What's changed?
On July 2nd, a U.S. company, Niron Magnetics, announced it has begun commercial shipments of rare earth-free clean magnets. They're made from iron and nitrogen, two of the most abundant and cheapest elements on Earth.
Iron and nitrogen? That sounds almost too simple. How do they perform compared to the rare earth versions?
Niron claims their iron nitride-based magnets have magnetic properties comparable to conventional rare earth magnets for key applications.
They've developed proprietary nanostructure control techniques to achieve this. The target markets are specifically EV drive motors and wind power generators, two of the most critical sectors for the green transition.
This feels huge. What does this mean for a European automotive manufacturer or a US-based wind turbine producer?
It's a game changer. It offers an immediate path to de-risk their supply chain from geopolitical tensions and price volatility. They can source a critical component domestically, or at least from a friendly partner, with stable input costs. It's also a powerful ESG story, avoiding the significant environmental costs of rare earth mining.
What should Western trading companies and distributors be looking at here?
This is a prime opportunity to establish a new supply line for a high-demand component. The key is to engage with Niron Magnetics early. They need to understand the technical specifications, the production ramp-up schedule, and the potential for second sourcing. This is a chance to get in on the ground floor of a major supply chain shift.
So the actionable insight is about getting ahead of this shift.
Exactly. Executives in the EV, renewable energy, and electronic sectors should immediately task their engineering and procurement teams with evaluating and validating Niron's magnets. Start the qualification process now. This could be one of the most significant supply chain diversification opportunities of the decade.
Okay, from building new things to sensing them in extreme conditions, I saw a report from NC State University about a new sensor that can survive incredible temperatures.
Yes, on July 1st, researchers there announced a new wireless ceramic sensor that can operate at up to 1,650 degrees Celsius. To put that in perspective, that's hotter than molten lava. Conventional sensors would be destroyed instantly.
1,650 degrees Celsius? And it's wireless? How is that even possible?
The innovation is twofold. First, the material itself is an advanced ceramic. Second, its surface is patterned with a nanoscale structure called a metasurface. This metasurface interacts with radio frequency signals, and changes in the signal correspond to changes in temperature. The entire design was optimized using AI models, which analyzed vast data sets to find the perfect material composition and structure.
So this allows you to get real-time data from places you could never measure before. What's the specific impact on U.S. and European manufacturers, particularly in sectors like aerospace or energy?
It's about efficiency and safety. Think about the inside of a jet engine combustion chamber or a nuclear reactor core. These are currently data black boxes. With this sensor, an aerospace company can get precise, real-time temperature maps to optimize fuel combustion, improve engine efficiency, and enable predictive maintenance. For power generation, it means safer reactor operations and longer-lasting turbines. It turns guesswork into data-driven optimization.
And for trading companies or industrial distributors, is this a product they can sell?
Absolutely. This is a high-value, specialized piece of equipment. Distributors who focus on industrial automation, process control, and high-tech manufacturing should be exploring this. It requires a technically savvy sales force, but it solves a critical pain point for a number of high-margin industries. The market is anyone operating at extreme temperatures.
What should an executive listening right now consider doing?
Look at your most critical high-temperature manufacturing processes. Where do you lack data? Where do component failures cost you the most? Those are your initial use cases. Then reach out to NC State's Technology Transfer Office. This is a prime opportunity for licensing or a co-development partnership to gain a significant competitive edge.
Finally, Troy, let's turn to the market that underpins all of this technology, semiconductors. It seems to have been a very confusing week for one of the biggest players, Applied Materials.
It was a perfect example of how quickly sentiment can shift. On June 30th, Applied Materials, which makes the essential equipment to manufacture chips, forecast a massive 30% revenue growth in its semiconductor business for 2026.
30% is a huge number for a company that size. What was driving that optimism?
Purely the explosive demand for AI memory chips like high bandwidth memory, or HBM. Companies like TSMC, Micron, and SK Hynix are their customers, and they need Applied Materials' deposition and etching tools to build the complex, multi-layer chips that power AI. The stock had already soared 144% this year on that story.
But that's not the end of the story. Just a couple of days later, the stock took a big hit. What happened?
On July 2nd, reports emerged that a key customer, SK Hynix, was slowing its AI memory expansion plans. The market took that as a sign that the AI chip demand might be peaking, or at least taking a breather. Applied Materials stock immediately dropped 9.5%.
What does this whiplash tell a U.S. or European manufacturer who buys a lot of electronics?
It's a critical leading indicator. The investment plans of companies like SK Hynix and the revenue of equipment suppliers like Applied Materials are the canary in the coal mine for the entire tech supply chain. A slowdown here signals potential future constraints, or conversely, a softening of demand that will eventually ripple through to the price and availability of components they rely on.
So for trading companies and distributors, this is a warning sign.
It's a signal to be cautious. That 9.5% drop reflects a real fear of an inventory glut. If chip makers are tapping the brakes, distributors should be wary of being caught with excess stock ordered at peak prices. They need to monitor their own customers' order books and inventory levels with extreme prejudice.
So the actionable advice is to look past the AI hype headlines.
Precisely. The most valuable intelligence isn't the 30% growth forecast, it's the 9.5% drop. Executives should be stress testing their supply chain assumptions for 2026. Don't take continued exponential growth for granted. Pay very close attention to the capital expenditure plans of the major chip makers for the earliest warning of a market shift.
All right, Troy, a lot to process this week, from atoms to market jitters. Can you distill it down into a strategic summary for us?
Of course. I see three key takeaways for Western executives. First, the race for industrial leadership is now an AI-driven material science race. MIT's work is promising, but Alibaba's verified discoveries show that China is a formidable and fast-moving competitor. You must integrate AI into your physical R&D or risk being out-innovated on the very materials your products are made from. Second, strategic supply chain independence is moving from theory to reality. Niron Magnetics' commercial shipment of rare earth-free magnets is a tangible example. This is a blueprint for how to innovate your way out of a geopolitical choke point. Actively seek and validate these alternative technologies. And third, the semiconductor supercycle is powerful but fragile. The volatility in Applied Materials stock shows how sensitive the market is to any hint of a slowdown in AI demand. Don't get caught up in the hype. The smartest companies will be watching downstream signals from the chip makers themselves to navigate what's next.
The materials race is an AI race. Supply chain independence is real. And the semiconductor market is sending mixed signals. Excellent insights, Troy. Thank you.
My pleasure, Susie.
That's all the time we have for this week's Troy Technical Intelligence. Join us next week for another briefing on the developments shaping your industry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an update on the technologies that matter. Until then, I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.